All right. Good morning. Merry Christmas. My name is Ray Souza, your friend from Brazil. And I used to joke about the fact that being from Brazil, my English is like perfect. There is no accent, but I can no longer do that. And the reason why, it's because Lori Steele, she had some guys at her house doing tile. And as soon as they started like talking, she's like, wait, where are you guys from? Are you from Brazil? They're like, yeah, we are from Brazil. She's like, oh, I could tell you were from Brazil. You talk just like our pastor at church, you know? And I'm thinking like, you know, I can never say that again, you know? It's like, she can't identify Brazilians now because of me. It's like, that's as bad of an accent I have. So, so listen very close, and that will keep you awake. But thank you for being here this morning. What a blessing that we have on Sundays. Just to be an encouragement to one another with our lives, with the portion that God has given each one of us. Sometimes, you know, we come with like a lot of maybe burdens. Sometimes we come with, you know, carrying things that nobody knows, but we come anyway. And I just want to tell you that your life is a blessing. Even when, you know, you maybe don't want to be here, but you come and you give someone a smile, you give someone a hug, someone give you a hug and a smile and talk to you. Thank you for the portion, the important portion that each one of us bring to this place. What a blessing. This community of faith, just like Joe was talking about, it is really special, and what a blessing that every Sunday is different. Every Sunday, we have the promise that God, through His Holy Spirit, that He would be present right here with us, and we so much believe that. We so much believe that. We believe that, you know, the presence of God in our lives and the presence of God when we are together, it is really what makes the difference. We can love better. We can forgive better. We can encourage better. You know, we can be of help. We can, you know, give a hand to one another. It's really amazing. And don't take that for granted, because when you don't have that, things are much, much different, isn't it? So thank you. I want to say thank you for your portion in my own life. Thank you so much for that. So today we are doing part three of our Christmas series, Light in the Darkness. Last week, if you missed last week, please go to the website and listen to that message. It was great. Drew, he talked about the fact that in the darkness that we go through, how God can triumph over our darkness. And the message was worshiping in darkness. I mean, how can you do that? How can you still like worship, you know, when going like through hard time, facing hard time? And that was great. He shared the story of Johnny Erickson Tata. And that was so, so powerful. I think all of us, we were so much blessed. So if you didn't have a chance, please go back and listen to that message. And today, I would like to talk about Christmas as a time to behold. Christmas as a time to behold. But let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this opportunity. As we open up your word, we do ask that you would illuminate it to us through your Holy Spirit, that you would speak to each one of us the very things that we need to hear. Father, each one of us, I believe you have a word for each one of us this morning, a word of encouragement, a word of revelation, a word of direction, a word of healing. We do believe, Lord, that we don't do this Sunday morning service just as a religious act, but we do it because we believe that you are real. We believe that your presence is real. We believe your word, and we believe that your word is alive, and we need your word daily. So, Father, right now, as we open up your word, we ask that you would speak to us and that we would walk out of here as people that were touched by you, by your word, by your spirit, and by one another. And it's our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Remember when, how many used the King James Bible like a long time ago? How many was like a King James? Maybe for the young people, you were like, what kind of Bible? This word, behold, it's a word that appeared in the New King James very, very often. And it's a word that basically the meaning, it's like look and see. Also, it can be like pay attention, a time to pay attention. Every time you see that word being used, especially if it was used by God, you know, and many times that word was used by God in the Old Testament, they say like 1,500 times, and in the New Testament, like 200 times. And I believe today, as we think about light and darkness, darkness, it's a time where we can barely see. It's a time where, you know, we are kind of like blurry, and it's difficult to understand. And then that's why the reason for us and the importance for us to behold, to really pay attention, to look again so that we can see, and to stop doing whatever we are doing and look attentively, to hold in focus for a period of time, to gaze attentively with awe and appreciation. So that's the word that I would like your attention so that we talk about this morning, and I think it's going to bless you. Long time ago, I was still in Bible college, went to a Bible college in Maryland, and I had a great pastor and friend. His name is Rob Prokop, and he is still a pastor and a missionary in Austria. He has been serving in Austria for so many years. We have, by the way, we have so many friends in the mission field, and our plan, Rachel and I, we were planning to, like, you know, after the kids grow up, you know, we were going to be free to visit our friends in the mission field, and then Lucas happened to us. And the plans changed quite a bit. But anyway, this friend, Pastor Rob, one of his messages that he shared with us, he did like a word study on this word, behold. And the definition that he came up with was this. And I never forgot, and I will never forget. It blessed me so much, and I hope it blesses you as much as it blessed me. But this was the definition. Behold, look for what you are about to hear will sound almost unbelievable. Nevertheless, it's absolutely truth. So every time that God chose that word specifically, he chose with a purpose. And the purpose was that, you know, pay very close attention, because what you are about to see, it will sound like unbelievable. It will sound like crazy, but it is absolutely true. And we see this word in the story of Christmas. And I believe it's going to kind of like, you know, give a different like meaning, and it's going to kind of like jump out of the page for you like it did for me many, many years ago. So if you can open your Bible with me or your app, we are in Luke chapter 1, And I'm going to be reading, if you don't mind, from the poetic Shakespearean King James Version. And again, the young people will hear and you'll be like, really? Is that how it sounds? Yes, it's just like that. It's amazing. So Luke chapter 1, starting at verse 28, and it's going to be showing us here. And it goes like this. It starts like hell, and it's not hell like H-E-L-L. It's funny story. My time in Bible college, you know, I came and I thought that my English was great, right? Until I sat in a class and they opened the King James Bible. And I heard, and I'm like, oh my gosh, my English is like horrible. I cannot understand anything. Which language is he talking about? He was using the King James. So verse 28, hell, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And then verse 29, and when she saw him, so this is the angel, Gabriel. He was sent from God to Mary, you know, a virgin that was about to be espoused to Joseph. And this was what that angel had to say to Mary. And when she saw him, in verse 29, when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and it's funny, the language, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. Isn't that funny? Verse 30, and the angel said to her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And here is our word in verse 31. And behold, Gabriel told her, behold, Mary, pay very close attention. Behold, you know, what I'm about to say to you, it's going to sound like crazy, unbelievable, but it is absolutely 100% true. Behold, thou shalt conceive in the womb and bring forth a son and shalt call him his name Jesus. Thou shalt conceive in the womb and bring forth a son and shalt call his name Jesus. Behold, Mary, pay attention to this. And then verse 32, he shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord God shall give him a throne of his father David. Verse 33, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. In his kingdom there shall be no end. I mean, think about this young lady, Mary. You know, I have a picture of my favorite Mary from the movies. This one is from the Nativity. I love that picture. And by the way, her and Joseph was great in that movie. That's another movie for you to watch. You know, the story of the Nativity was great. But think about this young lady, you know, maybe like 16, 17, she is like shocked. She is like speechless. She is like troubled, you know, and the angel say to her, the angel said to her, do not be troubled. Do not fear. Mary, just behold. Just look. Just pay attention. Look again, Mary. Hear again, Mary. Stop doing, you know, what you're doing. Be in trouble and in fear. Hold it in focus for a period of time. Gaze attentively with awe and appreciation. And yes, what you are about to hear, it sounds like crazy, but it is God's truth. You will have a child, and he will be the Savior of the world. And then verse 34, it says, then Mary said to the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? Verse 35, and the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore, also that holy thing which shall be born to thee shall be called the Son of God. What a crazy thing. What a miraculous thing. And Mary, here's another thing, just to confirm, you know, this whole thing. If you are already troubled, you know, verse 36, it says like, behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age. Another miracle, another thing to behold. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. And the angel said, Mary, verse 37, the reason why all this, it's because for with God, nothing shall be impossible. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. So I want you to pay attention. I want you to open your heart. I want you to embrace this news. And of course, you know, Mary, like any other young lady, would receive that with troubled, right? With fear. You know, she would be like, what are you talking about? You know, she would be like, what's going on? And the angel said, you know, I know it sounds incredible, but it is nevertheless 100% true. And this is what I love about this young, simple lady, Mary, that was about to become the mother of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Here is her response to the beholding, shocking thing that the angel said to her. Verse 38, Mary said, our word again, Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Be unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. So here is Mary's turn, right? And she said, Gabriel, now you behold. Now you pay attention. Now you be attentively to my response after what you said to me. I am the Lord's servant. May everything that you said about me come true. And later on, you know, we read Mary like magnifying the Lord. We see her praising the Lord. We see her not only embracing, but believing with her whole heart that nothing it is impossible with the Lord. Absolutely nothing. And the Bible says that the angel departed from her. I mean, if we could picture in our mind, you know, maybe Gabriel that was sent by God, you know, going back to God and like just reporting to him what he just like heard. And maybe he's like, Most High, you're not going to believe what I'm going to say. I'm sorry. You are God. You know everything. But, you know, that young lady, Mary, not only she believed, but she treasured everything that she heard in her heart, and she pondered about everything. She received your word as God's word. She embraced it. And the miracle happened. And Mary conceived and became the mother of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Because with God, there is nothing, absolutely nothing impossible. So, you know, Christmas, it is really a season to behold. It is a time to behold, I believe, with my whole heart. It is a time that we need to pay close attention. It is a time that I believe God wants to reveal himself in a different way, a little more deeper, wider, you know, higher to each one of us, but it is necessary for us to behold him, to give him our attention, you know, to gaze and to have an expectation for what he is about to say to us as we open up his word, as we gather together in a service like this. You know, we are ready to behold. We are ready to look, because maybe what we are about to hear, maybe what God has to say to us will sound like, you know, kind of like crazy, but we can bet it is absolutely true. So I was thinking that, you know, in the midst of like the darkness and the blur and the fog of life that each one of us, we go through, there is good news for us to behold. There is good news for us to look attentively. You know, when this word was used, you know, by God, it was a word that was often paired with an exclamation mark, the grammatical equivalent of like a slap in the face, not a gentle request, but it was like a command from God. When God used it, you know, he is like grabbing us by the collar and urging us to notice something incredible that we might be like ignoring. And again, it's too bad that we don't see that word in our translation, but that word was there for a purpose. For example, you know, just in other places where we see that word, John 1:29, you know, in the midst of all that Mary and Joseph went through, you know, to bring the Son of God into this world, John 1:29, it says, "Behold, the Lamb of God." Behold, pay close attention, for what you are about to hear, it will sound almost unbelievable, but it is 100% true. Behold the Son of God. And this Christmas, I don't know about you, I want to take the time to behold my Savior. I want to take the time to behold the miracle that he has done in our lives. I want to take the time to look back and see the great things that he has done. I want to take the time to behold and look forward and see that God is going to be faithful. Behold, he has great things in store for each one of us. And all that he needs is for us to be open-hearted, open-handed, and to pay attention to what he has to say, to what he's going to be speaking to each one of us. Behold, or children of God. You know, in Revelation 3:20, it says this. He said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." Remember when God was knocking at the door of your heart? I remember. It was a thing to behold, because I didn't think I could be one of those Christians. I really did not. I was like, "God, you know, I think you chose the wrong guy. I'm like full of my own thing, my own sins, my own likes and dislikes. I don't think I can follow you like, you know, so many people can do." Well, it was a thing to behold. But I had to give my life first to him, to experience the miracle, to experience the transformation, to experience the illumination that he was going to give me as I walk in the path that he had prepared for me to walk. Behold, yes, it's almost unbelievable, but he was there knocking at the door of our hearts. And when we opened, he came in and he made an abode, a place inside of each one of us. Isaiah 43:19, it says this, behold, behold, I am doing a new thing. I don't know about you, but it seems to me that God is doing a new thing in our church. He just closed a door on us, but behold, I'm doing a new thing. I believe that. I believe that God is not done with the dreams that He has given us as Good News Church. Behold, it seems like crazy. It seems that you heard that 10,000 times, but believe me once again, I am doing new things. Matthew 28:20, it says this, behold, you're not going to believe this, but behold, I am with you always. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. What a thing to behold, huh? What a thing to behold. In our darkest moment, God promised, I will be there with you. Would you just open your eyes? You will see me. Would you just pay attention? I will be there. It might not be the way that you thought. It might not be in the circumstances that you wish it was. But I'm going to be there with you. Behold, behold. John 1 John 1:3-1, it says this, behold, and here we are, behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we shall be called the children of God. You are a beautiful child of God. Behold, behold that. You have value. Your life is valuable. You are a child, special child of God. It is a thing to behold. Revelation 22:12, it says this, and behold, this is a great thing for the future. And behold, for I am coming, and I'm coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha, I am the Omega, I am the beginning, I am the end, I am the first, and I am the last. Behold, I am coming, and I am coming quickly, and the life that you are living here, following me, you know, it's there will be a reward for it. It's not in vain, our work in the Lord. And that's why we can, you know, just continue to be faithful, to follow him, because the one that said that he will come back, he will come. So, you know, just to finish here, here we are, Christmas 2025. What a beautiful place to be. You know, if we look, if we take our eyes from the Lord and we look here and there, we might be in despair. I believe so. You know, yesterday I was at the gym and we were in the locker room and we were like, you know, locker room, you are like changing clothes. It's a bunch of guys, you know, semi-naked. It's a terrible place to be. And this man went on and on and on about how bad of a time we are, and the politicians, and you know, things doesn't used to be like they was before, and the parties, and the funny thing is that none of us knew him. And he went on and on and on. And I turned on to my father-in-law. I'm like, man, life seems really bad for him. But you know what? Life can seem really bad for all of us if we take our eyes from the Lord. And I just wanted to encourage all of us this Christmas. It doesn't matter I mean, I know it matters, but it doesn't top, you know, whatever it's being said on the news, whatever it's being written. You know, our trust is supposed to be on the Lord. Don't be robbed this Christmas with the lie of the enemy. Don't give away your joy this Christmas. Your family might not be perfect, but it's never about being perfect. We are all imperfect. Christmas, there will be good parts and there will be bad parts. But the perfect one, Jesus, he is with us. And we wanted to make sure that we are, you know, welcoming his presence in our midst. When we are by ourselves as a family, and when we are with our extended family, not knowing what's going to happen, not knowing what, you know, so-and-so might do or say, it really doesn't matter. What matters is that we can behold God is with us. We can behold this Christmas and be more like Mary, beholding the promises of God. In the mix of our darkness and blurry and fog, spiritually, emotionally, and physically, you know, may we trust him. May we, just like Mary, treasure up all these things that he has said to us. And may we continue to take them to our hearts. And don't let anybody steal it. And that is very good news for us today, isn't it? Christmas, a time to behold. Let's just pray. Father, thank you so very much for the blessing that we have in Christ Jesus. Every time that we read that Christmas story, every time we are reminded that, yes, there is hope. There is hope. There is a light that shines in our darkness. There is a light that overcomes any darkness, being physically, emotionally, spiritually. And it's the light of Jesus Christ, our Savior. And Father, we are here this December 2025, and we are saying thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being in our lives. Thank you for being in our midst. Thank you for Good News Church. Thank you for the people of Good News Church. Thank you for this place, Elixir, where we meet. Thank you for your faithfulness in our lives. Thank you for the family that you have given us. And Father, sometimes we don't like to admit, but we can say even like thank you for the temptations, the tribulations that come along the way that you allow. And sometimes it's our own fault we bring upon ourselves. But that doesn't change the fact that you are still God. You are still God. And we are trusting you. We are relying on you. We will celebrate a Merry Christmas because of Jesus Christ, our Savior, who lives inside of each one of us. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray and thank you. Amen. Amen. Thank you.